When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here on fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Today, as it is everywhere in FPL content land, we are having a look at a game week 32 free hit draft. Before we dive into it, if you haven't liked already, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure you do so. But we're not going to beat around the bush. We're going to dive straight in because a lot of you are playing your free hit this week. And if you're not, hopefully still a few players that we can talk about that you might want to be buying into your teams as well this week. We're going to start in goal always, and we're going to go with Sam Johnstone as our main goalkeeper at Crystal Palace. It looks like Gaeta is still going to be out and not available for this one. Sam Johnstone coming in and looking pretty good. In game week 31, he picked up a clean sheet and he got two bonus points despite Crystal Palace scoring two goals and winning 2-0 in that one. It is a nice fixture for them at Everton at home. It is quite difficult to pick defenders and goalkeepers going into this one, but I think this is going to be one that's popular for people on a free hit. Everton at home is a nice fixture, and I think Sam Johnstone has been good since he's got into that Crystal Palace team. We've partnered him with Iverson of Leicester. Not really a goalkeeper that I want to play, but they do have an okay fixture at home to Wolves. If things went horribly wrong and Gaeta ended up being back, it would be okay because he does have an okay fixture at home to Wolves. But as I said, Johnstone would be the one that you'd be starting in your teams. Moving into defence, we actually double up on the Crystal Palace defence, and I've added Mitchell in here. Originally, a lot of the free hit drafts that we were looking at had the double Liverpool defence in Robertson and Trent, but watching Liverpool on Monday night away at Leeds, I do think I've gone with a more of an attacking approach for Liverpool. So we've dropped down from Robertson and we've gone and got Mitchell in here. Again, Everton at home, picking between the Crystal Palace defenders is quite difficult. Anderson, Gahey, Mitchell, they're all pretty similar in terms of attacking threat. They're all pretty similar in terms of bonus point potential as well. You basically have to pick the one that you want and just hope that you get lucky in an attacking return, or if none of them get an attacking return, that they keep their clean sheet as well. One of the highest chances of a clean sheet, I think, this week, which is why we've doubled up on them there. Then moving next to him, of course, Trent Alexander-Arnold is in this draft. Two assists playing in the new midfield role that we have seen him in over the past couple of games against Leeds on Monday night. He looks really good, back playing with a smile on his face as well. He's going to be in almost every free hit draft. And if you're not on free hit, I think he should be one of the players you're prioritising buying in between now and the next couple of game weeks. Of course, they have a good fixture this week. West Ham away in game week 33, then they double with two home fixtures in game week 34, and then have a nice run of fixtures from game week 35 until the end of the season as well. So even if you are not playing your free hit, Trent surely has to be a player you are buying into your team. Then we have Moreno, who's going to be the third starting defender. Probably one of the more dubious picks, but he's looked so good for Aston Villa, and the attacking threat is really good, even if we're not certain of a clean sheet, given that they are away to Brentford. Since he's joined into that Aston Villa team, playing at left back over Lucas Digne, finally we don't have to watch Lucas Digne play FPL anymore. He's playing really well. Jacob Ramsey, who plays on the left wing for Aston Villa, tends to come inside, tends to cut in much more than going out wide, which allows Moreno a lot of space to go up that left-hand side. We saw that in game week 31, where he picked up an assist doing exactly that. And actually, only 4 minutes before he picked up an assist, he actually got another assist, which was ruled out for a margin offside for Ollie Watkins. Again, getting down that left-hand side, getting to the byline and being able to cut the ball in. So I really like him. I think the attacking threat is really nice as well. And actually a player that you could look to buy long-term, but they don't double in game week 34. Then the two bench options we've got. To be honest, I put Botman in there because I just ran out of ideas of defenders to pick because we have triple Crystal Palace in here because of the other teams that have a nice defensive fixture. I didn't really have anyone else to pick, so I just put Botman. But if you fancy someone else, if you want to have another lesser defender in here, go for it. But you can have a Wolves defender as well. But Botman's in there. I think Spurs at home is still an okay fixture for Newcastle. I don't necessarily think they'll keep a clean sheet. I find that game quite difficult to call, but he's just last on my bench. But the first sort of defender that we have as cover is Castagna. We don't necessarily expect much from Leicester defensively, but they are playing Wolves at home, a team who naturally don't tend to score more than one, max two goals in a game. Castagna does also have a little bit of attacking threat, which he's able to combine with that marginal clean sheet potential. So he's not going to start, but he is on the bench for you. So that's the defence and the goalkeeper. Johnson will start. Trent, Moreno and Mitchell are probably the defenders that I'm going to start in this free hit draft. We're looking into midfield now, and it is a strong five-man midfield, but you're not actually going to start any of them. You just have the money in the bank, so you have the ability to have a strong first sub. So after the Liverpool performance that we saw on Monday night, I think it's pretty obvious that Mo Salah is going to be in pretty much every draft. He's also going to be the captain for me this week, and he's probably going to be the most captain player this week, given they have Nottingham Forest at home. So we don't need to talk about him too much. But next to him is the new signing, and that is Gakpo. I really, really was impressed with him. I think Liverpool are conceding goals. They're leaking chances. Now, they are playing Nottingham Forest, so the clean sheet potential is there. But do I think Gakpo has the ability to outscore a six from a Robertson, a six from a Van Dijk? Yeah, I think he probably can. So I've gone with him in there as my second Liverpool midfielder and as my third Liverpool asset. It's difficult on the left wing with Darwin, Jota and Luis Diaz, all in theory competing for one spot. Now, Darwin could, in theory, play through the middle and we could see Luis Diaz out on the left. But I think Gakpo is slightly more nailed than we get with maybe any of the others. There is, of course, a slight bit of rotation worry, but I think outside of Salah, Gakpo is the most nailed forward that you could be picking at Liverpool. Then we have the double Arsenal midfielder. Of course, Martinelli, for me, feels like a no-brainer pick, the way he's playing. The only thing to bear in mind with Arsenal is they then go to Manchester City during the midweek, which is game week 33, which is, of course, a midweek game week. There is a chance there's a little bit of rotation, not necessarily rotation, but early subs for some of these Arsenal guys if they do win this game comfortably, as a lot of us are expecting them to do. However, we still need them in our teams because if they're going to win comfortably, they're going to end up scoring goals, right? So we've got Martinelli in here as my first one, the cheaper one, Southampton at home. It's a great fixture. Southampton have actually been okay defensively away from home, but I still think there's going to be goals in this for them. So Martinelli in there. Saka is in there as well. He's actually not been that great in the past couple of weeks, despite that one big haul which he had in that sort of blanking game week 28 when everyone captained him. Apart from that, he's not been that great. And part of this is actually down to Saliba not playing. Saliba's passing to the right-hand side is much better than Holding, who tends to pass the way that he's facing over to the left-hand side. However, I still think Saka will maintain penalties. He's still a good option. I still expect Arsenal to do well against Southampton, so he's in there. And actually, Eze is the final one. And at the moment, he sat first on my bench as cover for this draft. I really like Crystal Palace. I pick Eze over Elise. Just because of goal threat, right? Elise has three assists in the past two games, but Eze has three goals in that time. I really like what Crystal Palace are doing. It's a nice fixture home to Everton, hence the double defence that we've got in here as well. Eze's in here, but he's actually going to sit first on my bench. Then moving up front, I have maintained Harry Kane just because I do expect Tottenham to score in this game and I do think the chances are that then Harry Kane has a really good chance of being involved in it. It is a difficult fixture. Newcastle will be hungry after their defeat to Aston Villa. They will want to bounce back. Spurs have not been performing well, but I just think Spurs are going to score in this game and I just think that means that Harry Kane is likely to be involved. So he is one of the sort of touching points of this draft. Do you want Harry Kane? You could drop him down to even just go Dom Solanke as well, who's not in this despite his heroics for me in game week 31, but it's Harry Kane for the moment. Ollie Watkins gets in there. It is actually a difficult fixture away at Brentford, but the form that he's on, the form that Aston Villa are on, I mean, I think it's pretty hard to put up a case against them apart from maybe that Brentford are much better at home than they are away from home. If it was the other way around, people would be considering captaining Watkins. So Watkins got to be in there. And finally, to complete the triple Arsenal, it's Gabriel Jesus. He has been getting early subs. And with that Manchester City fixture, I do expect an early sub again for Gabriel Jesus. But he is really involved in the goals. When they're scoring goals, Gabriel Jesus seems to be highly involved, as we saw with his goal in game week 31 as well. So this is a 3-4-3 draft. In theory, if you want to play Eze and not bother with Harry Kane. You could and play a 3-5-2. But we're going to be having Johnson in goal. We're going to be having Mitchell, Trent Alexander-Arnold with Moreno in my defence. Salah, Gakpo, then the double Arsenal as well in Martinelli and Saka with Harry Kane, Ollie Watkins and Gabriel Jesus up front. It's template, but it's good, I think. My opinion, anyway. Let me know what you think about this draft as well. Drop any comments you have in the comment section down below. Any questions you have about this draft, about your strategy, drop it all down there. Let me know what you think. If you enjoy FPL videos and you want more of it, please go and check out my own channel, FPL Harry on YouTube and FPL Harry on Twitter as well. There should be a link above and a link in the description as well. Thank you so much for watching. Good luck in Game Week 32 when it does roll around, and we'll be back again next week.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.